Spending the night exposed on the plateau's surface wasn't an option, not while they could stay underground in a geothermally heated cavern that was sheltered from the elements. They unrolled their sleeping bags near the edge of the chamber, as far away from Vila and the other bodies as possible. Sharing the room with six corpses was unpleasant, but it was better than freezing to death. Neither man slept well. Revan could hear Candorus tossing and turning. Once, Revan thought he heard him whisper Vila's name. Revan's thoughts wouldn't let him sleep either. He had hoped finding Mandalore's mask would be a breakthrough, the key to unlocking all his lost memories. But the more he tried to reassemble the fragmented images swarming in his head, the more he realized how much was still missing. He had taken only a small step forward, and he suspected the journey was far from over. When sleep finally overcame him, he dreamed about the world of endless storms and perpetual night again. It seemed more vivid than before, more substantial, more real. He couldn't say how long he slept. It was difficult to sense the passage of time in the chamber. When he woke, he didn't feel refreshed, but he knew it was pointless to try to go back to sleep. Candorus was already up, pacing slowly back and forth from one side of the chamber to the other, staring at the mask he held in his hands. Revan stood up and stretched, working the kinks out of his neck and shoulders. "I'm ready to tell you what I remember about Mandalore," he said, "if you still want to know."
"I do."
Taking one last breath to help gather his thoughts, Revan launched into the tale. "About 2 years before he declared war on the Republic, Mandalore was approached by a man with skin the color of blood. A Sith."
"I thought the Jedi wiped the Sith out."
"So did the Jedi. The Sith species vanished after the Great Hyperspace War. One of their kind hasn't been seen in Republic space in over 1,000 years. But this red-skinned being came to Mandalore. He claimed to be the emissary of a powerful master, a descendant of the Sith Lord who had driven Draymith into exile, and convinced Mandalore to help him search for his enemy's tomb." Revan was speaking slowly, the words coming out only as fast as the details came into focus. His recollections were still hazy and jumbled. The original time and place of each specific memory was unclear. Mandalore had told him some of this. Other details had come from the Datacron in the tomb. Most of it he had learned much later, after he and Malak had journeyed into the unknown regions themselves. It was impossible to sort it all out. Out of necessity, his damaged mind had collapsed his memories into one another, merging them into a semi-coherent whole as he'd slept. "Mandalore helped the Sith find Draymith's hidden crypt," he continued. "The Sith took the remains to give to his master, and in exchange, he told Mandalore of a vision his master had had of the Mandalorians rising up against the Republic. He told him they would conquer world after world, crushing their enemies, until the Republic collapsed in on itself. He promised the Mandalorians a glorious victory, and Mandalore believed him."
"Mandalore the Ultimate wouldn't lead us into war with the Republic just because some stranger told him we'd win,"
Candorus protested. "It's more complicated than that. The Sith used the power of the dark side to manipulate him. Only as Mandalore lay dying at my feet was the spell finally broken, and he realized he'd been tricked. That was why he told me about this place, so I could come and see for myself."
"This doesn't make any sense," Candorus said. "You say the Sith tricked Mandalore into attacking the Republic, but why?"
"I don't know," Revan admitted. "Maybe it was a test of your strength, or ours. Maybe the Sith are planning another invasion, and they sought to weaken the Republic."
"But you don't know for sure?"
"I'm remembering more and more, but there's still so much missing." Revan paused before adding, "Maybe I'll find the answers on Nathema."
"Nathema?"
"The hyperspace coordinates are on the Datacron.
I think Malik and I went there to try to learn more.
Is the theme of the world you keep dreaming about? The one covered in storms and darkness?
Candorus asked.